Conversations with Dog.
Well, let's get started without further ado on this particular subject. So when I asked Charlie what he wanted to talk about this week, he said he wanted to talk about aging. And it really kind of surprised me because I hadn't really truly been sort of looking at that as a particular topic for him, but also not really for me with him. And this last month, I noticed that there were a couple of moments where I thought, Charlie is actually having a little bit of trouble with this or with that, that he didn't have trouble with this before. And I realized like, okay, cool. So there are actually certain things showing up for him that are maybe a little bit more difficult. And so then when he said that, I was surprised, but then also was not surprised. So here we go. So let's actually have a look at this from an animal's point of view, because I know for us people, this is not the easiest thing to deal with when our pets are getting older. We're not having a lot of fun with that usually because it has usually the side effect that we are now being confronted with the fact that one day they are going to die. And that's usually the one thing we're dreading the most in our animal relationships. So, okay, cool. So, Charlie, what is it actually, or, okay, so how do I even ask this question? Does aging actually have a meaning for you? He says no. Okay, so what is it that you wanted to talk about in this particular scenario about aging? What is it that you actually want to say about all this? Okay, so interesting. So the energy that I'm getting from him is it's not pleasant, but it also doesn't mean anything, like he said. So it's interesting because when we perceive an energy that is not pleasant, we often, of course, decide or look at it as an energy that we want to avoid, an energy we don't really want to feel in our body or even in our world. We don't really want to be stuck with that. And so it's interesting that he says that, and at the same time, it doesn't mean anything. And so it's not significant, and yet it's something that he notices. So what does that actually look like, Charlie? Or yeah, so he is showing me, like, he has this new friend named Hatch, and she can run like the wind, and he wants to keep up with her. And he's showing me the fact that he's having a really hard time with that, and that he is not capable of keeping up with her. And I think even if he was completely young, he would have a hard time keeping up with her speed, but he could certainly keep up with her in terms of stamina. So, so what is that like for you then, Charlie? And he says, well, I give it my all. So, okay. And then I know afterwards, if I don't pay attention and I walk too long, for him afterwards, it can really mean that the next day is not so much fun for him to really kind of walk around. Like, he sort of moans and groans when he gets up, or he has a hard time just kind of getting in gear. And so I know that if I don't pay attention to this and sort of restrict it, then yes, he gives it his all, and he doesn't see that he should put a stop in it or that he should restrict it. And actually, as I'm saying that, he says, I don't know this at all. Like, so in other words, like, that's not a concept he knows as a dog. And so I think we have to be aware of that when we are out there with our animals. And I think a lot of people actually do know that. I've heard from many, many people that have dogs that have like a real love for balls, and they just run. And if we're not paying attention, or if they're not paying attention, their dog will be really sore or will have a hard time. So I think that the animal itself doesn't really have a stop in there. It doesn't really... So he just gave me another piece of information as I was saying that, and that is that animals in general don't have to have a stop. Like there is... what is that energy? It's like if you were living in the wild, you wouldn't have rest time, and then, well, you would have rest time. How do I say this? This is an interesting energy. What I'm getting from him is that when you live in the wild, your rhythm, your daily rhythm, is very different, and you would live your life according to your the rhythm of nature, the rhythm of you in nature, and the rhythm of like food and rest and play and all of that. So the animals living with us as pets, that rhythm is now different. It is being controlled by us in a lot of ways, and we are sort of the creators of the rhythm. So it's not a natural rhythm that they might have, although it's not bad that we're not giving it to them, but so that is why he says animals don't stop themselves. The dog will not stop himself from running after the ball, because it that concept or that idea of like overdoing something doesn't exist in their world. Wow, okay, so I hope I explained this well enough, but that's sort of the energy he just gave me. So everything that brought up for us, everywhere that you have any kind of, anywhere you have decided that you are not the greatest pet owner because you're not always doing what your pet is asking for or what their body is asking for, will you now please destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short scores and beyond. I think we often have these ideas that we feel like, oh, we're not really doing the right thing by our pets, or we're not doing enough, or all of those things. Yeah, so all the guilt and everything that you have around your pet and the life of your pet, will you please destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you. Times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, so... Okay, so Charlie, so I wonder too what else is part of this. So older than really for you, Charlie, or what is aging for you? And he basically says it's not, again, it's sort of not a big deal. And yet he is perceiving change, but it doesn't have all this stuff attached. I think we really have to look at this, because as people, we're so inclined to attach so many things to what we know. Like, so for example, you know, we might have this thing about our animals are aging, and so now we're attaching all this stuff to it. That means they're going to slow down. That means the vet bills are going to go up. That means we can't have as much fun anymore together. That means they're going to die soon. That means their diet might change. That means they might have arthritis. That means, like, all of those that means part that we have about it. Will you please destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Tons of gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So one thing about, if you have never listened to anything with Access Consciousness, this clearing statement that I'm using is a tool that comes from Access Consciousness, and it's basically designed to undo everywhere that you are energetically stuck. Anytime you make a decision, you can no longer perceive anything but what either matches the decision or proves that you made the correct decision. And so with this clearing statement, what we do is energetically take all that out of the way so that you have more choice again and you can see things that maybe you couldn't see before. So if we really start to destroy and uncreate all of our points of views about our animals aging, then we can really perceive and receive the energy that is available to them and to us to actually have different choices and to actually see what might be required. Because sometimes there might be something required of us and we're not really seeing that it can be really that simple. So for example, I was talking to somebody whose animal is getting older and not moving as much. And she really felt that was like a wrongness on her part. Like she thought that because of that, there was so many things now that she felt really wrong about. But then when we really talked about it and we looked at it, what was really going on was that she didn't really want to miss out on the walks that they were having together. So I said, well, how could you do this in a different way? And so she started actually taking shorter walks with her animal and then going out for a bigger walk that she enjoyed herself. And all of a sudden, all that guilt stuff started falling away. So what if you didn't have to all be so bitter or so planned? What if you really could also change your life and living to accommodate what might be changing for your animal? So everything that doesn't allow that, will you please destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Tons of Godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, put and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, so Charlie, what is it actually that we as people require to put in place, or how can we support aging in our animals? So the first thing says is to be really present. So he is saying, like, keep asking questions without asking questions to find a solution. So I get so the sense that he's giving me is that don't try to ask questions to find like a relief for yourself, but really ask questions that might be relevant to the animal. So for example, what just comes to me is if your dog all of a sudden really is having a hard time jumping up on things, like jumping up, like for example, your dog stays in your bed with you, there might be a time when that jump really becomes something that is compromising to them. It's really not that easy anymore. So what can you provide to make that easier without putting a lot of meaning into it? So for example, could you put a ramp there, or could you teach them to just put their paws up and you lift them up the rest of the way? Or could you maybe put something on the foot of your bed that is like a step up onto your bed or whatever it might be? But what if you did that kind of stuff without having a lot of emotions attached? So I think as people, we do all these emotional things rather than just looking at what's required and delivering without the emotional attachment to it all. So let's just see if we actually can run a clearing here. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the aging of your pets that keeps you from enjoying every moment of their lives? Everything that is, so you destroy and uncreate it, please.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Let's run that again. What have you made so vital, valuable, and real about the aging of your pet that keeps you from enjoying every moment with them in their lives? Everything that is, will you just turn on creative, please?
Yes.
Turns a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay. Do you guys have any questions for Charlie? Is there anything in particular that maybe you would like to talk about with this topic, something that's up for you guys?
Susie, it's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. So, you know, about 6-7 months ago, I lost one of my dogs. He was a black lab named Jake. And then we also had a little dog that is a beagle mix. He's a rescue dog that my daughter rescued. And we never really even found out how old he was because he was had no history. It was just a total rescue. But probably in the last, I would say the last 6 months, he's been slowing down a lot. And he seems to be getting especially like a lot of weakness in his legs. So you mentioned like, he used to love to jump up on the couch, and so now sometimes he jumps up, and sometimes he can't get up all the way, or he falls, or he, you know, and then he just kind of bounces back, and, you know, like I'll pick him up and put him on the couch, and then I try not to make a big deal out of it, but, you know, certainly there are signs that he's getting older, and, you know, I just went through losing one. I'm not really looking forward to having anything happen to him, because after I lost Jake, I'm even more attached to my little Beau.
Right. Yeah.
So what can Charlie say to help me get through this? Because it is kind of, it actually is something I worry about a lot.
Right. So what Charlie is giving me as an image is the presence that you can have with him and really like totally being willing to be energetically present with him all the time, which I know is not the easiest thing for us. We have learned so much to really tune out and be not present or check out or, you know, do our lives basically from this autopilot rather than really taking every step of the way consciously. And so the energy that Charlie is showing me is that total presence and then the gift that can be between you guys. And in that, it's almost like death or dying or aging really are no longer truly relevant. At least that's what Charlie is showing me. It's like that this can be such a gift for both of you that time will no longer exist or be relevant at all.
Mm-hmm. And can you speak more about what, like, being present, give me some more ideas or.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend a lot of time with him. I don't even go out very much. I just really want to just be home with him. And so when I'm not working, I tend to stay home. And, you know, a lot of times he's sleeping and if he's sleeping, I do stuff on the computer or whatever. But, you know, we do take walks, and I live in the Midwest, so sometimes it's very cold, and I don't want to take them out. But if the weather's halfway decent, I try to take them out for a walk. We do shorter walks, but we both enjoy that. So, but in terms of like, you know, I do some body processes on them and sit with them and.
Yeah, I think running body processes, of course, is also a great way to keep their body at least at its best. You know, we have so many body processes that you can run, which is great. So that is a great support for the body for sure. And in terms of like being present with your animal, what that really can look like is it's so many different, well, how do you get present with your animal? There is different exercises you can do that get you more present with what's going on. One of them that is actually really easy is to perceive three things on your body at the same time. So if you literally at the same time feel your feet on the ground and feel your butt wherever it's sitting at the moment, or if you're standing like where your hands are touching your body, and then you can either use your breathing, you can just observe your breathing, or you can actually become very aware of what you're looking at and rest your eyes on a spot. And if you do three things, if you pay attention to three things in your body at the same time, it is very, very difficult to now also have a thought or also have a lot of emotions or also have other things going on. You become actually very much present with your body, with the moment. And when you're being that, your animal is really grateful because that is more the space that they live in. And I think what Charlie was also meaning with that, or what he was saying about the being present part, is that you don't start dwelling about the past and the future, but that you're really mm-hmm. being here now and enjoying mm-hmm. the moment, no matter what it is. And even if your little doggy just tried to jump on the couch and didn't quite make it or fell down, like you said, you know, not going into the trauma of it, but really just being present with it. Like, hey, is your body okay? Can I assist you here? And then either lifting him up or not, or whatever is required, but really just staying present with that moment without trying to make it into something that maybe it isn't or wasn't. And yes, I mean, if an animal falls when they're older, things can also break easier. This is just part of what the body does when it gets older.
Yeah.
And so, you know, looking at that, and again, like, how can you maybe support this? Like, is there maybe a little step or something that you could put in front of the couch, or a little ramp that could help him get up there with more ease so he doesn't have to try and jump at himself either? So, you know, and sometimes it's surprising, like we think, oh God, I can't do that, or that would look so awful, or it's not really working. But once you do it, it's just something all of a sudden that's part of your house. You know, I did that for my cat. I built a ramp up to my bed, and at first I thought, oh God. And of course I built it myself, so it wasn't pretty, you know. But mm-hmm. I found a piece of carpet and I nailed it to it and whatever. So it looked decent, but of course it wasn't like pretty. And I thought, oh, this is just awful. And then after a week, I didn't even see it anymore. And then after she died and I took it out, I was like, wow, there's something missing here, you know. You get used to these things too, and you can make your living space also work for them with greater ease without it being like a huge burden on you or on your living space. So I would just play with it and see what actually truly works for you guys. And, you know, for everyone in the family, of course. So let me just ask Charlie if there's something else, Mark, that he would suggest. So he actually is saying, like, he's not saying don't. He gave me the energy of like life is different every day, and not to take one day as a parameter for the next. And I'm really saying this the best I can, because he just gave me the energy of that, and those are not his words exactly. It's more like that energy of, you know, celebrate every day no matter what the day is. Don't use the day as a parameter for what's coming. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I think looking at it in both ways, like if your dog has a bad day, don't say, oh, now everything is going down the drain. Or if your dog has a great day, like in other words, just be with him present in the day, and no matter what that looks like and if it goes through ups and downs, not getting attached to either one of them, I think, is what that energy really is.
Mm-hmm.
Having no attachment to it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's helpful.
Yeah, cool. And Charlie actually says something funny too. He says, you know, we come around even after we no longer have a body, and he was just saying, Mark, can you feel Jake?
Sometimes I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So it's like, you know, also being aware that they are often not necessarily just leaving. And sometimes they do, you know, when my cat died, she was gone, and I could tell, like, she was just gone. She had no interest in sticking around. She had no interest in doing anything but just go. And wherever she went, I have no idea, but it was definitely, it felt like some other space, some other realm, not here. And she seemed quite happy and quite content with that and had no interest in sticking around. But so often, I know it from other animals, and I also know it from other people, that their animals often are around even after they are dead, and they, you know, all of a sudden they walk around the corner and they see their dog sitting there, or they can feel them in the bed even though, you know, their bodies are gone and that sort of thing. So, and just being present with that too, and allowing that also as part of the process, and celebrating that too. So it's just a little reminder that Charlie was throwing in there.
That's good. I appreciate that.
Cool. All right. So let us take a quick break here. I'm just going to play a little commercial, and then we'll be right back and see what else are we going to talk about with this. So we'll be right back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour, and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Okay, so back to the conversation. Is there anybody else who has a question about this topic for Charlie or for myself?
Hi, Susie. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, I I do have a question, if Charlie could shed some light on this. I think that, you know, the things we've already discussed, you know, I'm already doing a fair amount with our dog Bella, and with all of the cats and dogs and horses I've had in my life, Bella is the first animal that I'm growing older with on a daily basis. And so, you know, I just feel that's such a privilege, and it's how special it is and how much I learned from her and I'm getting out of the experience. I guess the question I have is, you know, I just want to do the best I can in terms of, you know, helping her feel comfortable and, you know, keeping her nutrition good. And you know, she already gets, you know, chiropractic care and different things that we can do. I, you know, do massage for her and different things. So is there anything that that Charlie can speak on with regards to, you know, as dogs are getting older, like what, you know, what nutritionally, what, you know, things like that, or what other care type things would be helpful?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So the thing actually that the thing that he said right away when you were talking was to make sure that you ask, basically that you test it out. That is really what he said. Please test it out. And so however that works for you, I know there are people that do muscle testing and there's all sorts of ways. You can also, in Access Consciousness, of course, we ask a question to test things mm-hmm. out. And so you can ask the question, please talk to the body. The body is what needs the support. The being doesn't really get older in that sense. The being is sort of timeless, but the body is what goes through the phases and stages. And so make sure you talk to the body when you do that. So those are my words. I'm just adding to what Charlie said about testing it. There's a lot of things that you can choose from. For example, I was just actually, I had asked him or his body about support. And so we went to the pet store and I literally just went to all of their joint support and I just tested for him. And we came up with this one product. So I don't think that there is a good product or a bad product. It's just basically whatever works for the body of your animal. And, you know, and then there's homeopathic remedies. So for him right now, after he runs with his friend, I give him some arnica in his water, and he seems to really enjoy that. He has two bowls of water, and one gets the arnica and one doesn't. And he always drinks from the one that has the arnica when we come back for the walk, and then the next day he switches to the other bowl. So I give him the option to use what he likes to support his own body, but it seems like the arnica is a contribution to him. So I think, you know, there's probably, gosh, I would say probably hundreds and hundreds of things that you could do to support their body, whether it's homeopathically or with supplements and or body work. Like Mark was saying, it can be such a contribution to run some body processes. And if you're not familiar with Access Consciousness, you know, oftentimes just putting your hands on the body of the dog and or the cat and just asking for an energy to run that would be a contribution to their body can really also facilitate. So you don't have to know what you're doing. Just trust that you are facilitating an energetic contribution, and the body will ask for it and the body will pull that in. Now you could say, well, why doesn't the body run it itself? It sort of can, but it's always like if someone else does energetic work on you, it's almost like 1 + 1 = 10 instead of just 1 = 1, but 1 + 1 is sort of a lot more potent. And so if you are putting your hand and you're asking for energy to start running, that is a contribution to their body. It really does something. And for example, when I do that in the evening, when I go to bed, I put my hands on Charlie and I run energy, and he usually scoots away when he has enough. And sometimes he stays there all night, and I just ask my body to run energy, whether I'm asleep or not. And sometimes he scoots away after 3 minutes. So, so like, just look at what, and it seems like you already are doing a lot for her. So just see if there's something else maybe that would be a contribution. And you could do things like go to the grocery store and go through the supplement section and just maybe ask, is there anything here for my dog? Or just even ask, generically speaking, does my dog require supplements? Does my dog require homeopathy? Does my dog require Bach flowers? There are so many other things. I could talk probably for an hour just mentioning one thing after another, you know, that you can play with. That would be a support for their body. So does that sort of make some sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's very helpful as in terms of talking directly to Bella's body, you know, not just Bella, but to her body specifically. That's very helpful. And then the going through, you know, the process of, like, asking questions, and even your example of going to like PetSmart or something and going through all the supplements and asking, that's very helpful. Excuse me. I had one question and it kind of just went out of my head, so I guess it's not important. yes, okay. so by asking, like asking the energy to run, is that similar to like before you run the bars where you do the energy pulls? Is it like that, or just asking it to run?
Yeah, you can just ask an energy to run. So, for example, we have a great process in Access Consciousness called MTVSS, which
right,
is basically a process that helps the body's blueprint to, actually helps the body to really fulfill its own blueprint in a way that it was designed to be. So, basically getting rid of all the things that aren't a contribution to what is going on in the body. And MTVSS can be run on basically all the joints, but also on the immune system. And the immune system for an animal or for a dog in particular is basically like one hand on the chest. So in the front there, just cradling their chest really, and the other hand at the same time between the shoulder blades. And you hold that for as long as the energy is running, or maybe then your animal moves away. And the second hold is to just cradle the rib cage on both sides. So you're basically working on the lungs. And the third hold is on their kidneys. So if you do those three holds, that is basically running, and you ask for MTVSS to run, that is running the immune system. But also running it on all the joints. So wherever you want to start, you know, you can start on their legs or on their feet or just wherever, and then just go through all the joints in their bodies. That can be a huge contribution to their bodies in general as well. So no, it's not like doing an energy pull. It's really more like asking the energy to run. And it could be that you have a sensation. Some people's hands get really hot. Some people's hands get cold. Some people have no sensation in their hands, but they can perceive the energy running through their body. So there is no right or wrong, and there is no one way that this should be like in your own body. But just know that when you are asking for that energy to run, it does usually run. So that is one of the processes that I still find one of the most amazing body processes that Access has to offer, and it runs so beautifully on animals in particular. So, and it can be run on horses, on cats, on pretty much anything that has a body you can run MTVSS on. For horses, the immune system is a little bit different. You would run it on their cheeks, on both of their cheeks, where that big bone is there on in their face, basically cradling with your thumb under their cheekbone there, and that's the first hold. The second hold is in the middle of the neck on both sides. Then if you're doing it alone, it's that way. If you do it with another person, you could do the cheek and the middle of the neck together on both sides at the same time. If you are alone, you would do one side where you just put your hand on the lung somewhere on the rib cage and the other hand on the kidney, and then you go to the other side and do that same hold on the other side. But if you're two people, you can do it at the same time as well. So that's the immune system on horses. It's just a little bit different. So I would say that's definitely a great thing to support their body. Now, let's see if there's anything else, Charlie, that you want to say to that. He says, yes, body processes are great. He likes them. He does enjoy them, actually. So what he also said is sometimes they go really fast. So in other words, don't make it significant whether or not your animal sticks around for it for very long. Some animals are done after a couple minutes, and he sometimes is done after a couple minutes. So he just reminded me of that. So not to look at it and go, oh, it should be for an hour a day or something like that. Just do it, and you will know what your animal desires or what their body desires. So the other thing he's saying, again, is the part of the, like, creating a result. We are so vested in the outcome when we're doing things, and so we constantly try to analyze, well, did this do anything? Are you feeling better? Should I do this again? Like, is this a contribution to your body? What if we actually didn't go there energetically to those places where we constantly are analyzing it, but really being more knowing that we're doing something for their bodies, and they have a choice to have it or not, and not making it like significant whether or not they received it in the way that we think they should receive it. And that's particularly true for horses. Horses are so interesting with the body work, because they will not let you work on them unless they really desire the energy and they really desire the body work. And that's actually very similar for cats as well. Cats are not easily convinced if they don't need something. Like when I first actually started learning about MTVSS and I came home and I wanted to run it on my cat, oh God, she just like took off, you know, and she wanted none of it. And so I tried to trick her into it while she was sleeping, and she would wake up and still run away, and she could have these looks that were so funny, like, what are you doing? And then when she got older, she actually wanted them. So she got them when she desired them and when she required them for her body, but when she was young, she was like, forget it. I don't need any of this. Go away. So they know what their bodies actually desire and require as well. And if we allow them to choose it, then they are. What Charlie is saying here is again this piece that he said earlier to Mark. Like, if we were totally present, we wouldn't have any judgment about what we are choosing to be with them. We would just be it, and so there wouldn't be any judgment of or any doubt in our minds about what it is that we're choosing. We would put our hands on their bodies and they would require it, because if you're totally present, you wouldn't do something that wouldn't be a contribution. So Charlie was just reminding me of that. So what else, Charlie? What else about aging and getting older that we haven't yet talked about, maybe, or that is still required? for people to have more ease. Oh, that's an interesting energy. I don't actually have words for that. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so he just showed me sort of a very slow, heavy, slow kind of energy. And I thought, well, I would call this sadness, but what is that energy? And then what he actually showed me was that when a body ages, you might be perceiving that sort of energy, and you might mistake it for sadness and all of that. So, So everything that you have misidentified and misapplied aging as, will you please destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, fours, and beyond. So what if actually the energy that you're sometimes perceiving from your animals has nothing to do? Because I literally just went into, oh, that's kind of sad. But then he was like, no. So what is that energy that you're perceiving from their bodies and from your animals as they're going into aging? It's just a different energy that a body has when it is aging, but it has nothing to do with sadness. It's just an energy that feels denser, and maybe also we would call it heavier and slower. But what if there was no meaning attached to it? What if that was just an energy, and that was just what a body felt like that was aging? So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, nobody, and receive that with actually the energy of joy and also just the energy of curiosity, will you please destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, one and fuck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Hey, Susie, this is Lisa. Can I add something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's something that I've noticed with Bella, maybe over the last, 6 months or so, is that because she's now a little bit over 11, and we've had her for a little bit over 10 years. So she was about a year old when we got her. And what I've noticed is there's just a shift. It's like any time in her life where, you know, we've reached this like new level of communication or intuition or new level of whatever, and I think, oh, how great that is. And then some time will go by, and then all of a sudden we have these new experiences and new breakthroughs. And so what I've been kind of experiencing, it seems almost like just this new level of like spiritual connection and companionship. And it's so different. Like I said, I mean, this is the first animal that I'm aging with and on a daily basis as part of the process. And so I don't even really know like how to describe it, but it is really special. It is different from, you know, when she was 4 and 5 and we were real active, and, you know, we still are outside every day. And like today we went to the forest preserve and walked and everything, but yeah, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's cool.
And not like good or bad or whatever, but different and special and, you know, just like whatever it is.
Yeah, and that's really cool. And thank you for saying that, because a lot of people have a hard time with that shift, you know, and when the animals are no longer quite as active and all of a sudden there is these other energies available, a lot of people don't know what to do with that. So thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what if really you were willing to just play with those energies in a different way and not have the expectations about what that means, but really just being with that life stage and enjoying the animal in a different way than you maybe have been in the past. So thank you for saying that, because that's really cool, a cool addition. And certainly I know from people that I talk to that is often not the easy thing for them to do, is to shift into this new stage.
It is not always easy, because I do see, there's things she has, challenges with, but then, like now we've just make it a policy. We have a harness, and we just have a harness on her as she goes downstairs just to support her. She just needs a little bit extra help, going downstairs. She's still okay coming upstairs, but just downstairs with gravity and, just prevention, and that's just part of life now.
Yep. And I think that's great, like just looking at what might be required and then just responding to that and playing with that and just seeing what could be created to make that a little easier for them, for sure.
Right.
So, one thing Charlie was just saying, and I had to laugh, sorry, but he said, just because I'm struggling doesn't mean I want to die. And I know he's saying this more in a sense of, like, not for him personally, but like in a sense of a general thing. And I have said this actually myself a few times. It's like we so often see our animals struggle, and we think that they would rather be dead than go through the struggle, instead of actually asking them if the struggle is okay or what's going on for them. Because I sometimes equate it to, like, when you get really, really sick, you might yourself sometimes go, oh God, I wish I was dead. But do you really want to die, or you're just sort of feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to die? And so for an animal, it can be a similar thing. They might go through a phase where things are just harder and just a struggle, but it doesn't mean that they would rather die than struggle. So everywhere you have the commitment to never, ever, ever have your animal go through any struggle, will you please destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And that was really funny, the way he was just giving that energy and saying that, because it just so reminded me of, how often we go into panic when our animals struggle. And we want to make life easier for them, and sometimes we can't. But so what if we can actually also be present through that moment of struggling and just support them in whatever way we can without going into the panic over it and feeling like we have to fix it for them? So again, for all the places in which you have become the fix it person, will you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yes.
Times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
So do animals change their minds about dying too? Like, so they go to the place where, oh, this is horrible, I want to die, but then they change their mind because they really don't want to die? They go through that?
So Charlie just spontaneously said yes to that. So yes, they can actually change their mind, and I have seen that where an animal goes through that. So I definitely would say yes is the short answer, and there is probably a lot more we could go into with that. In general, I would say animals definitely have, just like us, they have moments where they are feeling crappy, and so that affects them all together, and then there's moments when they are just having a fun time. And so if they choose something, or if you talk to them in the moments when they're really crappy, that may affect them quite a bit. So I would definitely say just keep in tune and keep in check with that, and not take an answer for the answer. I think it's always just, again, perceiving it energetically and looking at that. So I would play with that a little bit. And actually, just real quick, we also had a quick comment here on the chat room. And somebody says, can we do a 1-2-3 contribution to animals that we don't own to basically contribute to them? A 1-2-3 is that energetic atom bomb, we call it sometimes, where you're just contributing energy on a 1-2-3. So on three, you just give them all the energy that you have available. And yes, absolutely, it is appropriate. Please always ask a question before you do things like that. But you don't have to be the owner to be a contribution to an animal. But please ask the animal and their body if they desire a contribution. So we have like 5 seconds left on the show today. I really appreciate all of you being here today and contributing to the show. And until next time, thank you so, so much. We'll see you again at the end of the month. And I hope you did enjoy this. And please remember, sign up for this show on iTunes. And then that way you can always download it and listen to it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you for being here, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Conversations with Dog.